As you have an inborn capacity for language, so also you have an inborn capacity for prayer. And just as you develop language skill through dialogue with your family of origin, so you develop prayer facility through dialogue with God. One difference between human and divine communication: God already knows what's in your heart and your mind before you do. Thus, you may need to pray to discover what is in your heart, seeking expression. And you must pray as you can, not as you cannot. Above all, be honest with God, who will never criticize you for being honest. Rather, you will find God ever gracious and merciful, kind and understanding. The good news is that God will teach you how to pray. Paul said, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." Also, trust in the prayer instruction of Jesus: "But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Speak whatever is in your heart. Let your heart guide you, for it secretly knows the way to God, as well as the deepest content of your desired message to God. Let your words and sentiments surface without fear. For again, the God who loves you already knows what is in you, yet still loves you. It is for you to learn how to pray through prayer itself. Throughout these podcasts, I'll be offering different kinds of prayer exercises. They will include classical language and techniques of prayer, such as breath prayers, praying the scriptures, praying with the saints. But since prayer is really your relationship with God, don't feel confined by these prayers. Simply let your heart's naked desire guide you to God's heart. Take on faith that God seeks you far more than you seek God. And as Jesus said, no one can snatch one of God's own from God. There is no lost, but only found with God. Sit comfortably in a straight-back chair with both feet on the ground and your arms on your thighs. Close your eyes, unless you prefer to keep your eyes open. Hopefully, these prayer exercises will lead to the calming sense of God's presence with and in you. As you are able, let your prayer period lengthen to perhaps 20 minutes, even twice a day if possible. But then, that is really between you and God. Prayer represents the greatest of all adventures, as well as an advance foray into your final destiny. The heaven of pure, perpetual, mutual life with God.